It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Snow White, the latest Disney remake, this one being on the animated film from 1937 that started it all, and it's not without its pre-release criticisms or current criticisms. While it's not as much as a poison apple as I thought it would be, I still don't think it justifies itself. Rachel Zegler is much better than how she viewed the 1937 movie as Snow White, while Gal Gadot looks gorgeous but lacks the essence as the Evil Queen. You know the story of how the Queen wants Snow White dead and how she runs away in the forest and ends up meeting the seven dwarves, who are played by motion capture performers with the voices from the likes of Tygus Burgess as Bashful, Andrew Barth Feldman as Dopey, and Ted Lasso's Jeremy Swift as Doc, among others. But if you ask me, on par with the Giants and the BFG, these CGI people are weird and creepy. Snow White, now directed by Mark Webb in his first movie in 8 years, isn't as bad as Pinocchio or Maleficent Mistress of Evil, but it still doesn't amount to much, and the new and old songs written by Pasek and Paul are catchy, while others aren't that memorable. A decade ago, we had Kenneth Branagh's remake of Cinderella, which had a lot going for it. Snow White basically recycles tricks from other Snow White wannabes like Mirror Mirror or Snow White and the Huntsman. You can call me grumpy all you want, but I can't be happy with every Disney film. 2 stars. If you like this review on my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. Coming up next, despite his domestic abuse, Jonathan Majors stars in the bodybuilding drama Magazine Dreams. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.